6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Hey, and this is really fantastic timing here, too. We'll get to it in just a moment. Joining us on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU Rams head coach Nico Medved. Coach, I just saw, like 4 minutes ago, first off, the audience loves you, as always. You know that. Isaiah Stevens named first team All-Mountain West. So we just saw that like 4 minutes ago. Great timing to get you on to talk about that.
Yeah, that was the biggest no-brainer. If that didn't happen, there should be a criminal investigation.
It seemed like there. I mean, again, just seeing Twitter and everything, and some of the Mountain West people I follow, they were leaving him off the mix, and I was like, "Come on, we're not realistically talking about this, are we?" It was ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I get it, and the, you know, those awards can be difficult. Obviously, you know, the coaches poll, the ones that we do. You know, whether it's the most accurate or not, I think those guys have the best sense of, you know, what it's like to play against these guys every night. And he's just, you know, despite the struggles at times of this team, he has just had an unbelievable season. And he's clearly one of the best players in the Mountain West.
Well, and he's clearly one to put some distance between himself and any takers on that assist record, too, with 13 assists against New Mexico. I mean, what a game by him. What a win by you guys to end out the regular season.
Yeah, really, really proud of our guys. You know, it's been a really, really hard, you know, off season and season in so many ways, and just with all the injuries and the lack of continuity. And I'll tell you what, though, I've got such a great group of young men, and the way that they've stayed with it and kept battling and coming to practice every day. And I think we've definitely, in the last few weeks, have played as well as we've played all year. And that was kind of culminated, I thought, you know, Friday night against New Mexico. And what a great way to end the regular season, and hopefully gives us a little bit of momentum here going into Vegas.
Yeah, big one tomorrow in that first round going up against Fresno State. That one's at noon. But, yeah, getting that momentum. Coach, talk to us about that. You know, how realistic is that, or how much of a real thing is that for you guys to beat a team like New Mexico? And they've had some of their ups and downs recently, but for the most part, a pretty solid team that I could expect to do something crazy in this tournament, assuming they get in. We'll see. But how realistic is that when you get a win like that and you can carry that over? I mean, that's a real thing, right? That Uncle Mo thing we always talk about.
I think it is. I mean, you never know, right, Brady? I mean, the one thing is, you know, every one of these games stands on its own. I think that, you know, everybody's 0-0 in this particular tournament, and a lot of times the hardest one is that first game, right? It's just getting over the hump and winning that first game, and then you can really get some momentum that way. But I'll say this, having been through it as many times as I have, you definitely feel better as a coach and your team when you're coming off, you know, some momentum and playing better and playing well. And I told our guys, I've been asked, well, coach, are you guys playing the best basketball, you know, right now? You're playing your best. And I said, no, I don't think we're playing our best basketball, but I think we're playing as well as we've played all year. Now, the goal would be to play our best this week. So hopefully we've got to find another couple of gears in us here going into this week. And because if we play our best, anything can happen.
Another guy that's really coming on strong is a guy that's been a staple for you over the years, and that's John Tanjay. 24 minutes in that New Mexico game. He was just so efficient and getting to the free throw line and making his free throws too. But that's got to be encouraging too as you start this tournament out, is a guy like him that we know can be a special type of player. He can be a game changer too. Seeing him kind of come on the last few games has been a good thing for you, right?
Yeah, you know, I think really over the last several weeks, he's really started to play, you know, at the best level he's played in his career. And, you know, he's gone through a lot in his career, different roles and trying to figure that out. And he's really, really played with some consistency here as a shot maker, attacking the rim, making good decisions. And, boy, when he's playing at his best, we're a different team. And it's been fun to watch him kind of come into his own here over the last several weeks. And, boy, yeah, if he carries that into this week, it makes a big difference for our group.
We're talking to CSU head coach Nico Medved as they get set to take on Fresno State in the first round of the Mountain West Conference tournament. And you beat this team. You beat them once, 79-57. You beat them again, 60-57. We talk about it. We just saw CSU women's last night. They beat Boise State for the third time. How difficult of a task is that to beat a team three times?
It's really hard. You know, last year we had to do the same thing to Utah State, and the year before that, it was actually Fresno State that we were going to have to beat three times in a row, and it's very, very difficult. And I think the one thing you learn is every game stands on its own. You know, just because you know you might have had success in a particular game doesn't guarantee you anything the next night. And you obviously take some things from it, you know, that you learn that you had success with, things you need to do better, but you know, the intensity level is really, really cranked up even in the conference tournament. And they're a team that's going to want to beat us in the worst way. Fresno's had their ups and downs, but they've also had some really good moments. And so, you know, we're going to have to play better, in my opinion, than we did in either of those previous two contests to come out with the win. And hopefully some of our veteran guys who've been through this before will lead the charge. But I expect it to be a really, really difficult game tomorrow.
Well, we were talking to Isaiah last week on his radio program just about laying it all out there. And, I mean, he was very candid off the air, too. And he said, hey, that's all we got to do, man. We don't feel pressure necessarily because we're just going to go out there. We're going to play as hard as we've ever played. Is that kind of your sense? Is that your message to the team where it's like, hey, this is it. There's no tomorrow. We got this game. We'll talk about tomorrow the next day, but we're going to just lay it all out there and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't, the only thing that matters is the game tomorrow, you know, and you got to try to stay in the moment and be the aggressors, you know, go for it. You know, you can't play tentative or play not to lose or anything like that. You've got to go for it. And you got to do that by still being smart and doing the things that, you know, you got to have an understanding of your team. Hey, when we're at our best, what does that look like? You know, what are we doing on both ends of the floor, both individually and collectively? And we got to try to get our best out there. But I agree with Zay in the sense of, you know, we got to go out there and be the aggressors and lay it all out there tomorrow. And if we're fortunate enough to have success, the game's over, and then we'll look up and say, hey, we got to go do it again the next day. But first things first, we got to play well at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
It's such a crazy transition from what you guys do in the regular season to get into tournament mode. And again, it's got that feel, of course, of March Madness, where it is bam, 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 survive and advance. How much of a struggle is that for some of these players, Coach, to go from we're playing, you know, we'll play on a Saturday, then we'll play again maybe on a Tuesday or Thursday, and then to this structure here where obviously you're fortunate if you can get to the point where you're playing a few games back to back to back, but it's still quite the transition from the regular season to the tournament.
It is. I mean, you know, the only thing that we do that's similar to that is when we play in these preseason events, you know, where you play three games in a row, like we did in Charleston this year, we did in the Virgin Islands the year before. So you get that feeling of playing three games in a row. The difference is this time you don't get to play the next day if you lose. So it's, you know, it is. It's, I think sometimes for young people in particular, they don't even look at it like that. You know, they just go out there and like, boy, once it happens and it's over, the finality of it really hits them, right? It takes time. And I think even all of us who are in these seasons are just a whirlwind, and you really can't focus on what tomorrow is. You got to focus on putting everything into today, you know, because once you start living, you know, oh my gosh, what if, I don't think you have the mental capacity and emotional capacity to play your best. And so we've got to stay in the moment, but you're right. I mean, the finality of these things is really, really hard. And the older players definitely understand that more, and they understand the intensity level that's going to be out there tomorrow afternoon.
Big one coming up. We'll be on the air for that. So we're going to be watching, Coach. And I put out the request to get you on, and I didn't even look at the schedule yet. And it might be difficult to pop on for an interview at noon tomorrow. I'm just saying that could be that'd be a tough task. Could be history,
who needs
though.
Me? They might be better. They don't need me at this point. Let's let Isaiah coach the team. You know. So.
Hey, I'm seeing Malone and Joker draw plays on the sidelines. I mean, who knows, Coach? You just never know with these things.
You know what's crazy is if I told Isaiah that he had to coach and play tomorrow, he would do a magnificent job.
Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that something, though, to have a player like that, Coach, that you really feel that way, that you honestly feel like he could be a player coach right now?
Yeah, he's just such a unique, an exceptional person, you know, that way. And I tell you what, you know, Brady, I say it all the time, you know, you really, when adversity happens is when you really get to learn about people, and that's when real character is revealed. And, you know, so through this year, you really understand, you know, who you have in that locker room. And we've got great guys, but Isaiah Stevens, the way he's handled this season and the ups and downs has just been magnificent. And his leadership qualities come out more this year than it ever has. And I'm so fortunate to have a guy like that that's been a part of our program and what he's meant to us. And he's been great every year. But this year has been the most challenging, and the way he's responded to that as a leader off the court and on the court has just been phenomenal, and I'm so thankful for him.
I absolutely love that. You're right. You can tell so much about these guys. It's all great when you're winning and everything, but if you can still be that consistent leader, that consistent guy, even when times are tough, I mean, that's how you get out of these things. Last one for you, Coach. This is that time of year. How many clips have we watched of Ali Farokhmanesh and that amazing shot? I mean, how many times has he been showing the team that?
It's funny. Like, it's always every year, right? It hits March, and he'll have his interview lineups, you know, play the shot, and people want to talk about it. And so, no, it's awesome. But, hey, like I tell you, this is when you're a player and a coach, and, you know, basketball is part of your life, whether it's high school, college, you know, whatever, this is the time of year you always remember. And so much of your life is intertwined in this time of the year. And obviously for Ali, having that moment is something that will be with him for the rest of his life, and rightfully so. But you're right, he's a March legend, and whenever this time hits, it's kind of like rinse, repeat, and they do it all over again.
I absolutely love it, man. I think it's great. But again, I think that speaks for this environment that you guys have created, you as a head coach, with this staff that you've assembled, these players. I mean, the list goes on and on of yes, solid basketball players, solid coaches, but what you guys have done as a group, I mean, you truly have created quite the environment that I think a lot of young players are looking at wanting to play for. So, man, we love this group. We're rooting for you guys tomorrow. We'll be watching on the air, so we can't wait for that opportunity. So, Coach, just best of luck to you, man, and just leave it all out there. Go get the go score more than Fresno State tomorrow. How about that?
That is the plan, Brady. We look forward to it. We can't wait to get back out on the court. And thanks, everybody, for sticking with us and supporting us. And let's go out and have a great week, and let's go have a great day tomorrow.
Let's do it, man. All right, Coach, we appreciate you, man, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.
All right, Nico Medved. I think we put that on a shirt. And go score more than the other team. I tried it with Bruce Dick, the head basketball coach for Fort Collins. He liked it early in the season. It took him, it shocked him at first. But Angel, I mean, that's head coach of the year type quotes that I'm giving out for free. I'm not charging anybody that.
Yeah, that's not something they teach you in coaching school.
No.
I mean, it's in the back of the book where nobody looks.
These guys are drawing up plays and trying to get people open and out of bounds plays and all that stuff. And I'm just like, dude, just go score more than them. That's it. Simple. It's math, man. It's just math. 90% of the time, that's going to get you the dub.
I mean, if a coach tells you that, what are you going to say to him?
There's no argument to it. There's zero argument to it, man.
You're off the team, kid.
I really, really enjoy talking to Nico Medved. And again, I always have to bring up the Ali Farokhmanesh thing because it was legendary, man. And what was that, 2010? When he was playing for Northern Iowa and they knocked off Kansas, and it was his three-pointer that really settled that game. And it's an amazing thing, dude. And he's a legend. He's a March Madness legend. This is how legends are born. And it starts here in your conference. I'm watching San Francisco and Gonzaga last night. And again, Gonzaga ends up winning the game. But you're seeing guys just become superstars in these conference tournaments, and then that leads into March Madness. I mean, last night, Zags are great. They have their heroes, but you're seeing a guy who's been really good all year in Kahil Shabazz. That kind of game on the national spotlight, and they were a good team. They were a 20-win team. I don't think they're going to get in, but he was sensational last night. 26 points. 6 of 15 from the three-point line. He couldn't miss. They ended up losing by 11, but you know, that's a team where you get a guy that gets on the national spotlight, you could earn some money, man. You could get people looking at you. You get your chances. Maybe you've been a good player and nobody's taken notice, but you do it in the biggest moments. That's when teams really start to take notice. So we'll see tomorrow. Colorado State going up against Fresno State. That'll be at noon tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that. CSU playing tonight on the women's side at 8:30 against Wyoming. So it's here. This is the precursor for March Madness. It's Champ Week. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The trade deadline is coming gone. Can the Nuggets finally get to the finals? Hear our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.